Hello, BCT. This is Harrison 2. I'm here to do a podcast on RS Games Monopoly. I'm using SoundForge and JAWS 11.0 on a Windows 7 laptop to do this, and the internal microphone. And RS Games Monopoly is a version of the classic game of Monopoly. That's all it is. And that's all there is to say about it, because the game of Monopoly is pretty standard, so I'm not going to go into it here. But what's nice about it is that you can play online. You just connect to a server, log in with your account, and you're ready to go. I already logged myself in for the interests of you not hearing my password, so I'm going to Alt-Tab to the window.
Alt-Tab, Monopoly.
This game is free. It interfaces with JAWS, WindowEye, System Access, or Savvy, I think it is. So, let's go and see what this is all about. Alright, let's
new
see.
Game.
I've got options. I've got...
What new game?
Alright, I can do a new game if I want to create a new game that other people can join on the server. There, and then I have...
Join game.
If I want to join a game that's created, or I have...
List games.
If I want to list games that are created. Because I want to list games, I hit enter.
No games available. Main menu. Use the arrow key to select an option. Then press enter.
Alright, so you hear that there are no games available. So in that place, I click on
join new game.
New game.
Enter. Please select the board to use. American Atlantic City board.
Now there are two boards. The board played in America is the Atlantic City board. The board played in England is the
British London board.
British
cancel.
London board.
British.
And then there's cancel, of course. So I want to hit enter on British London board.
Enter. Would you like this game to be private? Yes.
Would I like this game to be private? Well, no, because I want to create a public game so people can join. If I made it private, then it asked me for a password and people would have to enter the password to join the game. But since I want to make a public game, I'll hit no.
No, the game has been created.
The game has been created.
Now
I'll take this opportunity because there is no one around. Let me just kill the music. That's one annoying thing. And let me open my Skype and see if anyone. I'm just trying to find someone in my list who I might be able to ask to do this podcast with, because... Oh, there's a lady here. I can chat this person by hitting F2 and typing in what I want to say. And then I hit enter.
Message from Barry Cohen. I am doing a podcast for Blind Cool Tech about this game.
Now we wait to see what she says.
Conveyance Queen is typing a message.
Okay, so it tells me that she's typing.
Message from Conveyance Queen, Cohen, all right. Enter, the game is starting. Choose a balloon. Busy signal. Enter, you have chosen a busy signal.
So I started the game and it said choose my token, so I scrolled down the tokens and chose mine. I always take the busy signal. Now I wait for her to choose.
The soda can. Would you like quick
okay,
move?
She chose the soda can. Now with quick movement, hold on a sec, let me check her.
And message from Barry Cohen, do you have a Skype? It'd be cool to have you on the podcast as well.
Well, okay. I was just saying, you know, maybe inviting her to be part of this. But,
Conveyance Queen is typing a message.
Oh, she's typing to me. But while she's typing, I can explain about quick movement. Now, what quick movement is... Ooh, how do I put this? Basically, usually, it will play the token
message
sound.
From Conveyance Queen, Cohen, no, I don't actually, sorry.
Usually, it will play the token sound as many times as, like, if you roll a 5, it will play the token sound 5 times. If you roll a 7, it'll play the token sound 7 times, and so forth. But with this quick movement, it'll only play once, even though it will move the number of spaces. And people usually actually hate it when you do standard movement because it takes way too long to play. So I'm going to click yes.
Yes, enter. You have selected quick movement. Each token sound will only be heard once as each player moves. Would you like money on free parking? Yes.
Now it's asking if I want money on free parking. Most people actually also choose yes to this. After I choose yes, the game will automatically roll our dice and see who goes first.
Enter. You, the game master, have decided that there will be money on free parking for this game. We roll the dice to determine the first player. He rolls it. 2. Conveyance queen rolls 1. 1. He rolls the highest number. You go first. It is your turn. Roll dice.
And I'm gonna text her. Sorry.
Message from Barry Cohen. Sorry if I'm slow. I must explain what's happening.
Right. So I've got options such as
roll dice.
If I want to roll my dice.
Manage assets.
Manage assets. Each player starts with $1,500, and there are no. We don't have any properties yet, so that won't really do us any good yet. And then there is
view assets of other players.
So where we can view the assets, like I could see her assets, she could see mine. And then there is
trade,
where we can make trades and deals. And then finally
leave game,
where we can just, you know, if I want to quit the game for some reason. So now I go down. Now I go up.
A message from Harry Cope
to
you manage and roll dice.
Roll dice and hit enter.
Enter. You roll 2, 5. You move 7 spaces, you land on chance, you draw a chance card, it reads colon, get out of jail free, this card may be kept until needed or sold, it is now conveyance queen.
Nice, alright, I've got a, oh, she's rolling,
queen rolls 4, 1, conveyance
she's moving,
5 spaces. She lands on King's Cross Station.
She landed on a railroad property, and those are pretty good to have, she bought it,
it is your turn.
And now it's my turn again, so now I hit enter,
enter, he rolls 6, 4,
I'm moving.
You move 10 spaces. You land on community chest. You draw a community chest card. It reads colon. You inherit $100.
I got $100. My god, I haven't.
Conveyance queen rolls 3.
She's
1.
Rolling.
Conveyance
she's
queen moves
moving.
She lands on Pentonville Road.
She's
it is a light new property. Conveyance queen buys
a
light new
property.
Pentonville Road for $120. It is your turn. Roll dice.
And it's my turn again, so I hit enter.
You roll 2. 6. You move 8 spaces, you land on Fenchurch Street Station, it is a railway property,
oh.
It is a railway property and costs $200.
Here's another.
You currently have $1,600. Want it? Yes.
Now it's asking me if I want to buy a property. I can either hit yes,
no,
no, or
title deed info.
Now title deed info is a little interesting. I hit enter and it tells me exactly what's the deal with this property, like what others are in its so-called group. And so on and so forth.
Enter title deed information for Fenchurch Street Station. It is a railway property along with King's Cross Station, Manorman Station, and Liverpool Street Station. The purchase price is $200. The mortgage value is $100, and the mortgage can later be lifted for $110. This is a railway. The base rent for owning one railway is $25, and for each additional railway owned, the rent is doubled. It is a railway property and costs $200. You currently have $1,600. Want it? Yes.
Now it's asking me if I want it. I do want it, so I'm gonna hit yes.
Enter. You buy the milk.
I'm gonna play a few rounds without speaking.
And
now.
It is now. You buy, want it, you current, it is a railway property.
Now I'm paging up and paging down.
You currently have, it is a, this is a
railway,
the
look
is, the purchase, it is a
railway,
title deed, want it. You currently, it is a railway, you move it, you roll 2, it is your conveyance queen buys the light blue property, and it is now conveyance queen's turn.
Let me message her.
Enter my,
your turn.
Enter, message from Barry Cohen, your turn.
Usually people are a lot more prompt than this. There she goes,
conveyance
rolling.
Conveyance queen rolls 5, 6. Conveyance queen moves next
moving.
Lands on free parking. It is your turn.
Landing on free parking, but there's no money on it, so she didn't receive any money. And it's my turn, so I have to hit roll.
Conveyance queen is typing a message.
Oh, but she's typing to me, so let's see what she says.
Message from conveyance queen, colon, no money on free parking. Message from Harry, colon, no fees paid yet.
Yeah, I'm playing with a real person, somewhere or other.
Roll dice, enter.
So it's really fun this way, because
you roll six,
you're not just playing with a computer.
You move 9 spaces, you land on Bond Street, it is a main property, it is a main property, and costs $320. You currently have $1,400.
Now, it's asking me if I want to buy a property, so I'll hit yes.
Enter, you buy, and it is now Conveyance Queen's turn.
Now it's Conveyance Queen's turn. Now I just wait.
Conveyance Queen rolls 4. Conveyance Queen moves 8 spaces. She lands on Waterworks. It is a utility property. Conveyance Queen buys the utility property Waterworks for $150. Conveyance Queen rolls doubles. She goes again. Conveyance Queen rolls 5. 1. Conveyance Queen moves 6 spaces. She lands on Bond Street. It is a green property. It is owned by Harry. Rolls are enter.
Now I'm just gonna... Now I've explained this.
You must go. You commit on 200. You move 10 spaces. You land on income tax. You
I passed go, but I landed on income tax. And so... Unless anything really changes, then I'll just keep playing the game and letting you guys... No! Well, yes.
Conveyance Queen rolls 1, 3. Conveyance Queen moves 4 spaces. She lands on Super Tax. Pay $100. It is your turn. Roll
Super dice. Tax is a square. You have to pay $100 every time you land on it. If whenever you pass go, you get $200. And so basically this is the goal. To just get everybody's... all the properties mortgaged and such, and just
enter.
Basically to win the game.
You roll 3, 2. You move 5 spaces, you land on Pentonville Road. It is a light new property, it is owned by Conveyance Queen. You must pay rent of $8.
If you land on the property of somebody else, then you, of course, have to pay them rent, which is different according to what properties, and if houses are constructed on these such properties.
Conveyance Queen rolls 4, 4. Conveyance Queen plus go, she collects $200. Conveyance Queen moves 8 spaces, she lands on the Angel Islington. It is a light blue property. Conveyance Queen buys the light blue property, the Angel Islington, for $100. Conveyance Queen rolled doubles, she goes again.
Now she rolled doubles, because she rolled 4 and another 4, so she rolled doubles. So she gets to go again.
Conveyance Queen rolls 3, 6. Conveyance Queen moves 9 spaces, she lands on Malibu Station. It is a railway property. Conveyance Queen decides not to buy it. It is your turn. Roll dice, enter. You roll 2, 2. You move 4 spaces, you land on Whitehall. It is a purple property, it is a purple property and costs $140. You currently have $1,100. Want it? Yes. Enter. You buy the purple property Whitehall for $140. You roll doubles, you go again. It is your turn. Roll dice, enter. You roll 3, 5. You move 8 spaces, you land on Strand. It is a red property, it is a red property and costs $220. You currently have $960. Want it? Yes. Enter. You buy a red property stand for $220. It is now Conveyance Queen's turn. Conveyance Queen rolls 5, 4. Conveyance Queen moves 9 spaces. She lands on Trafalgar Square. It is a red property. Conveyance Queen buys a red property Trafalgar Square for $240. It is your turn. Roll dice. Enter. You roll 6, 4. You move 10 spaces, you land on Regent Street, it is a green property, it is a green property and costs $300. You currently have $740. Want it? Yes, enter. You buy a green property Regent Street for $300. It is now Conveyance Queen's turn. Conveyance Queen rolls 5, 1. Conveyance Queen moves 6 spaces, she lands on over jail, conveyance rolls out.
Now, jail. Jail is an interesting case, because there are a few ways of getting into jail, and with jail, you have to either roll doubles 3 times in a row, or pay $50 to get out by hitting P, or play a get-out-of-jail-free card by hitting J. I have a get-out-of-jail-free card, she does not. So she might roll doubles, or roll to try to get doubles, or... She might just pay it up.
Enter.
I'm rolling. I'm not in jail.
You roll 1. 1.
I rolled doubles.
You move 2 spaces. You land on community chest. You draw a community chest card. It reads colon. Doctor's fee. Pay $50.
Now, with community chest, it's interesting because there are all kinds of things that could happen, as you will see during the game.
Enter. You roll 5. 6. You must go, you collect $200. You move 11 spaces, you land on income tax. You pay $200 income tax. It is now Conveyance
Queen's
turn.
And of course I had to land on
Conveyance
income tax.
Conveyance Queen rolls 5. That doesn't get her out, it is your turn.
Right, so she rolled the dice, but she didn't get out. Because she rolled a 1 and a 5.
Enter. You roll 4, 2. You move 6 spaces, you land on jail. Just visiting, it is now Conveyance Queen's turn. Conveyance clean roll 3-1. That doesn't get her out. It is your turn. Roll
now, dust. I'm just visiting jail. I'm not actually in jail, so I don't have to, like, pay up or anything.
Enter. You roll 2-3. You move 5 spaces. You land on Malvern Station. It is a railway property. It is a railway property and costs $200. You currently have $390. Want it? Yes.
Yes, I want to buy this.
Enter. You buy the railway property Malvern Station for $200. It is now conveyance clean's turn. Conveyance clean rolls 2-1. That doesn't get her out. This is conveyance clean's third turn in jail, and she didn't roll doubles. She must pay a fine of $50 to get out. Conveyance clean moves 3 spaces. She lands on Whitehall. It is a purple property. It is owned by Harry. Conveyance clean must pay rent of $10. It is your turn. Roll dice. Enter.
This game is very self-explanatory.
You roll 2-6. You move 8 spaces. You land on Fleet Street. It is a red property. It is a red property and costs $220. You can't afford it. It is now conveyance clean's turn. Conveyance clean rolls 2-1. Conveyance clean moves 3 spaces. She lands on Bow Street. It is an orange property. Conveyance clean buys the orange property Bow Street for $180. It is your turn. Roll dice. Enter. You roll 2-4. You move 6 spaces. You land on Piccadilly. It is a yellow property. It is a yellow property and costs $280. You can't afford it. It is now conveyance clean's turn. Conveyance clean rolls 4-3. Conveyance clean moves 7 spaces. She lands on Fleet Street. It is a red property. Conveyance clean buys the red property Fleet Street for $220. It is your turn. Roll dice.
The problem with this is my jaws is at a slow speed, so the game moves faster than my jaws.
Enter. You roll 3-5. You move 8 spaces, you land on Park Lane. It is a blue property, it is a blue property, and costs $350. You can't afford it, it is now conveyance clean's turn. Conveyance clean has started to propose a trade with Harry.
Alright, now she wants to trade with me, so... Now she is selecting the properties that she wants to trade, and those are, this is, a whole thing is menu-based, so she's selecting in a menu, and it will bring up the box for me to say yes or no.
Conveyance Queen would like to make a deal with you. It is as follows: colon, Conveyance Queen is trading Barry the following properties: colon, nothing, and $260 in exchange for Strand colon, red. Would you like to accept this deal? Yes.
Is she crazy? No. I don't think I'm gonna accept that. So I hit down arrow.
No.
And hit enter.
Enter. You decide not to accept the deal.
Now I'm gonna close out this podcast here, because if I gave it all away, then
Conveyance Queen rolls one.
Then there'd be no reason for you to actually do this. So, let me text her. I want to close out the podcast. Give me about 2.5 minutes.
Contact list edit 2.plan.
Whoops.
Edit 2.. Window edit 2.5. NS.
I was typing into my Skype window.
Type in contact with all tab. Light up all tab. Monopoly 1. Edit. I want to close out. Space. Plan. Spitty. Spit. Plan. E-A-S-P-O-T-C-A-S-P. Air. Spitty. R-E-E-S. Space. 2.5. R-N-U-T-E-S. Contact. Filter.
What? I keep...
Plan. Alt F4. Light up. Edit. Alt F4. List by United States 200. Alt F4. Edit. I want. Edit. I want to close out the podcast. Guy. I. Plan. Please. Space. 2.5. Enter. Message from Barry.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna close out the podcast and say thank you for listening.
Conveyance Queen is typing a message.
Hold on.
Message from Conveyance Queen: colon, no problem.
All right. If you want to download the game, go to xsight-interactive.net/rsgames. Again, that's xsight-interactive.net/rsgames. You're looking for the game entitled Monopoly. And hope to see you around. If you want to contact me, you can get in contact with me on... I don't have an email anymore, but you can get in contact with me on Skype by Skyping TECHLUVER. That's TECHLUVER. If you want to try to get in contact with me by email, even though I don't check it very often, it's bctlover@monkeytalk.com. That's bctlover@monkeytalk.com. Thank you very much for listening, and have a good day, evening, night, whatever.